is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Tim Starks is in the studio with me. Midwest Innovations, he's the CEO. And Deborah Brewster's on with us, and she's calling in from New Mexico. She is a CEO, CFO, COO of a real estate investing corporation, and she's involved in large and small scale commercial contract projects. Welcome, Deborah Brewster.
Good morning.
Morning, Deborah. Deborah, it's always delightful to have you on the air with us in the broadcast classroom. A lot of people were asking, where's Deborah? She wasn't at the meetup last night. And I said, you'll be coming to Missouri soon. So there are a lot of people looking forward to seeing you when you come back. So that's going to be, a few weeks?
Yes, on the 19th. I'll be for Monday night meeting on the 19th.
Okay. Deborah, would you like to be on stage at that meetup?
We can discuss that. I'm sure we can come up with something that maybe I can contribute.
Okay, so that's a done deal. All right. So, Deborah, you're very concerned about preparedness. And, you know, it's tough. It really is tough to get people interested and motivated in preparedness. Now, you have been in Missouri teaching people about preparedness, and you yourself are an avid survivalist and a person who's, just because of your lifestyle and because of the businesses that you operate and own, you have to be prepared at all levels. Are you finding that people are resistant to being prepared?
What I find is that people really are not even giving it much thought. Which is really quite shameful. It doesn't take much to look around and to identify things that will put our lifestyle as we know it at risk. I mean, just to name a few, and how can you deny any of these things? We've got hurricanes, we've got floods, tornadoes, even volcanic eruptions. We've got, let's say, earthquakes, a lot of other, say, geophysical events. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we've got the possibility of wars, nuclear wars, reactor meltdowns, radiation fallout. I mean, the list just goes on. Financial meltdown, you've got the derivative, the debt crisis, economic collapse, you know, looking us in the face. In problems with even exploration of oil. We can't even get the Keystone Pipeline approved in this country, to have another lifeblood, not only just jobs, but access to additional, reserves. The spread of disease, potentially the bird flu, the pandemics that you see in places in China, and even down in Mexico, if you recall several years back when there was that scare. It was quite a few years ago, but I can recall literally walking the streets. I was visiting in California and seeing people with some face masks because of the proximity of California to Mexico. You have power grid failures. What about those, I'll call them terrorists, I believe it was about 7 people that were students from MIT, that they found them, they broke into a wastewater treatment plant facility, breached the grounds. They were, on the property. And they were all foreigners. Well, what the hell were they doing there? What about the people that shot the transformer stations in California a few months back? So there's the potential of the power grid failure. You've got political anarchy. You've got, civil unrest. Look what happened down in Texas with the Bundy branch, or whatever the gentleman's name was. There's just so much happening. Not to mention, take, you know, the crazy things, EMPs, you know, solar flares. I mean, there's all different scenarios, and people don't even take it to the simplest element. What if you just lost your job? I mean, how properly are you prepared? But we live in such a Kool-Aid society that people, they just are wrapped up with just what's on TV, but garbage TV, not educational TV, not staying informed with current events. They're just into entertainment. We've just kind of, we've lost our vision. We lost our sight. And so if you don't see these things as reality, your preparation is going to be driven by what you believe, what you feel in your, you know, your gut, your heart. Not to mention even if you have any religious beliefs, you know, the things that are pointing even in end time prophecy. I mean, if you even look at that, it's literally terrifying, you know, that which we potentially will face. And so a lot of people, even in the religious world, just think we're going to be just raptured, taken up out of here. Well, nobody knows, even from the biblical times, you know, that many saints and good people went through horrible things. It, you know, they became martyrs and, you know, died and beheaded. What do you think if you have to put your hands into people that really don't care about you? All they care is about themselves, and we have such a self-indulgent government, you know, politically power-hungry people. I mean, just wake up and take a look. So if people did that, they would find it within themselves to start preparing. I just, you know, it amazes me, you know, whether it's stupidity, and I don't think it's that we're stupid. We're an educated populace, but we're just, we're educated on the wrong things.
Wow. You know, Deborah, you have, you've got a lot of energy, and I was listening intently to what you're saying. You're absolutely right. And you're talking about television. People don't watch television that has educational components to it. I don't know if they're, if it's laziness and they just don't want to think. But I think if you were to ask the average person who's watching TV after they watched an hour's worth of television, if you said, tell you what, let me turn the TV off for just a minute. Let's go over to the kitchen table. Now, can you write down the plot? Can you write down exactly what the message was of what you just watched? What was it all about? I'll bet they couldn't do it. Because there's no message. There's nothing of substance. As a matter of fact, the canned laughter is to tell you what is supposed to be funny, because it's not even funny enough to laugh at. So they have to tell you when they think you should think it's funny. It's pitiful. It's absolutely pitiful. And Tim Starks is here with me in the studio. And Tim, you've been here, well, we got here late last night after the meetup, but the TV doesn't run here, does it?
Absolutely not. Pretty peaceful.
And yeah, it's we have televisions that we connect for videos, but we don't watch over the air programming because the content is lacking. And Tim, you've probably looked at a lot of the books that we have around here, and do you see a lot of fiction, or is it
very impressive, useful information?
It's useful information. It's history, right?
Yes.
Science?
Yes.
You know, the science is so that, and books about how to do things. As a matter of fact, in the studio right behind me, there's probably a 15-volume set of manuals just on how to repair one model of car. It's for the Porsche 920. I don't know if you can see that from where you are.
Yes.
And so those are the kinds of books that we have. How to do things, how to approach things, lots of gardening books, different perspectives on it. But, and the reason is because I can't stand wasting time. I can't stand it. And is that what you're part of, what you see happening is that people are wasting time?
Well, of course they are, but more importantly, we're just numb. And unfortunately, we have to look the demon in the face and we have to get prepared. I mean, more now than ever around the planet, things have become so basically instable or unstable, whatever the word would be.
Right.
But, you know, we have an increase of population. We have pressure on all of our resources. And, folks, if you don't know it, you know, there are more people out there seeking to get nuclear devices than ever before. And we've got to take this quite serious. And so it's, if you begin to internalize any of what I'm saying, you just have to, you know, get, figure what your priorities are, and are you prepared to protect yourself and your family? I mean, people do a lot of things. You know, insanity will grow when people don't have provisions. If we thought the 2008 debacle with Wall Street was bad, that is just a warm-up of what we could expect if we have a financial collapse in this country. And when people don't have access to food, you're going to see every bad apple there is come out and want to take what you have because you've prepared. And so, like, even listening to Joel earlier when he talks about, you know, getting prepared, and there really isn't that perfect place geographically. In fact, I thought he'd probably say, you know, talk about the amount of people that are wanting to leave the country. But mm-hmm. The reality of it is, no matter where you turn, you know, if you think the United States is bad, you go overseas, corruption is unbelievable, and poverty, and, you know, distribution, and the lack of resources. I mean, we have a cakewalk here, but, you know, just remind people what happened back in Katrina, how quickly all the provisions, the stores were emptied. You couldn't even get the government to agree. They stopped all supplies going down into the Katrina area where they were hit, because they just didn't even know what they were doing. There wasn't even proper communication. In fact, they ended up relying on ham radio people to kind of give what was happening on the ground level. And so, you know, a lot of things that we're just so used to dealing with, like your speaker was saying earlier, you know, you have the, like, just-in-time delivery system. We just take so many things for granted. We just, you know, we just don't really pay attention to the signs of the times. And, you know, people that are not prepared, they're going to get very badly hurt.
Deborah Brewster's with us. Tim Starks is in the studio. And you mentioned ham radio. Well, Janet Randall, one of us, decided to take on getting us trained in ham radio operation. 11 of us have our licenses right now. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You're back. I'm Tim Starks. Deborah Brewster's with us. Vinny is in studio. Deborah, one thing that I think we talked about last night, the meetup there at Ziggy's, this pie-in-the-face effect isn't working with some people. I think we have to give them a bite at a time, and they're a lot more receptive. And what I mean by that is one of the individuals there talked about their utility company had sent out a notice that says, hey, you need to prepare by having 9 days' worth of water and 9 days', you know, supply. That's a perfect tool that you can use to, in a community, to go out to individuals and say, hey, why don't you do this and I'll help you do this. And then you have other agencies saying we should have a 72-hour kit. And if we get people to do those small steps, before you know it, they ask about other things. You know, hey, what about, you know, I'm worried about the grocery store. I'd like to keep, you know, maybe 3 months of supply. How do I do that? So I think it leads into other things. And I seem to have pretty good luck with that type of approach. What did you think about that, Deborah?
Well, I absolutely agree. In fact, I have, you know, started within a community on my property there in Missouri, a community survival group. We did get some level participation, but it is critical, though, that everyone participate. My biggest concern was those that didn't come, which, of course, is always a bigger number than those that do, that they might think that they're going to be a leech on what I have preserved. And so, you know, there's always that, you know, concern you have, how much can you put out without potentially putting yourself in harm's way, not have that bullseye on your back. But one of the number one things that I think everybody should have, and boy, I would love to take a Monday night meeting and say, I want everybody to stand up in the room or stand up if, you know, see who's left standing, put it to you this way. Who has a bug out bag in their car at all times? Now, I have four vehicles because they're used for different purposes. Every vehicle has an extensive bug out bag. I mean, not only do I have a bug out bag that we keep winterized clothing, I mean, of course, there could be, even in the summer, I'm going to have stuff that I have to be in the woods, long sleeve shirts, sweats, jeans, walking shoes at all times. I have probably at least, I would be surprised if I couldn't live at least a month with the provisions that are in my car, and every single car has tremendous contents in my bug out bag. I even keep, which most people, you know, may not agree with this, I even keep gas cans with gas in my car. You know, I hate to, of course, think if I get rear-ended, but at the same time, you know, I am leaving nothing to chance. If you even ask preppers, is your bug out bag in your car? What the hell would it be in your house? If it's in your house, it's not doing any good. When you're home, if it's in your car, you have it there. But when
so you're like the black belt
of
survival and preppers.
Absolutely. But I'm saying that I bet you half of them don't walk around with a completely loaded bug out bag. I have probably five different weapons in my car. And I'm not talking just firearms, literally from bear spray to machetes to baseball bat to, I mean, I've got what they call a tire thumper that the truckers use, a wooden stick with a band of steel around it for, they call it tire thumper, but I wonder what they're really, why they have it. I think it's just a way to make sure they have protection. I mean, I have multiple things, first aid, water, food, cooking utensils, clothing. Any prepper who doesn't keep that stuff in the trunk of their car at all times, I don't care if I got to buy groceries, I got to haul something, my bug out bag never leaves a vehicle that I own. Every vehicle. Do they always, are they mindful? Never let your gas tank ever go below half a tank. No matter what, I mean, you've got to live in a state of readiness. And I would bet you, if we did that even at the meetup group, you would probably, I would bet you if you had 100 people there, maybe 10 would have their bug out bag in their car at all times.
So what you're talking about, Deborah, is you're talking about a level that you're at, and that there's another level that most everybody else is at. But how do you get people to that level that you're at? I mean, we have to, obviously you're not going to go to one meetup and say, hey, this is what you need to do, because it's going to be too overwhelming to people. So how do we get people to our level of, you know, understanding and the habits that we have formed through the constant practice? That's probably really the real question.
Is, I would say,
how do we effectively do it?
You could go, in fact, Thrive Life, I went to their website and I actually had ordered up one of their bug out bags just because I sent them as gifts for family members. Every family member I have, you don't get normal Christmas birthday gifts. You get anything from me, it's bug out bags, it's night vision goggles, they just know that mom's going to...
You want to adopt me?
Deborah, hold that thought, we're going into a break.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I got a couple short announcements. Now, Operation American Spring is the visit to Washington, D.C. Colonel Harry Riley has been on the air with us. He's going to Washington, D.C. May 16th. That's Friday, I believe. Yeah, that's this Friday. And so If any of you are going and you'd like to prearrange calling into USAPrepares.com to cover the event, that would be on this Friday or the following Monday or Tuesday, you need to let me know right now, okay? Let me know today, tomorrow, and we'll have your contact information. We're going to make sure that who you are so that we know, and we can put you on the air for the event, Operation American Spring. That's May 16th. That's the visit to Washington, D.C. Colonel Harry Reilly said he had 1,800,000 people who were going. I don't know. I am not going to go. And none of the broadcasters I know think it's a good idea. So we are not advocating it. But if you do decide to go and you want to call in and have it prearranged, we'd like to know who you are so that we can put you on the air and make sure that you are credible. So we are interested in the event. We are interested in covering the event. I told Colonel Harry Reilly I would do that. I am standing by my commitment to do that. But I don't have anyone yet who I have confirmed that will be on the air with me. So that is that's Friday. John Moore will be on the air with me, and so two of us will be available should someone like to call in. So if you have anyone that you know that is going to be at Operation American Spring who has a cell phone, let them contact me now. Send me an email at vincent@usapreparers.com, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at usapreparers.com. Send a telephone number so I can talk to them, and we'll make sure that they get on the air. Also, on Thursday, that's this Thursday, there's a meeting in Ozark, Missouri. And it's a community meeting. It's being hosted by the Property Rights Congress. John and Judy Dollarhite put this on. And it is a meeting to discuss the MRAP, the mine-resistant vehicle that has been received by the Christian County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Joey Kyle is a CSPOA sheriff. He signed on board. I know Sheriff Joey Kyle. He knows who I am. And Tim, you know him too. He's going to be telling us why he has a MRAP. He says it's for rescue purposes. The community wants to know what this is all about. They want to know why he has it, and he's going to tell us. So I'm going to be hosting that meeting on Thursday at in Ozark, Missouri, at the Pizza Hut, 7 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. You're all invited. Bring your questions, and we'd love to see you there. There's a post at usapreparers.com on the website, page number one, delineating that meeting. Tim, back to you. You had some thoughts about preparedness and getting people into it for Deborah?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, Deborah's right. We need to get people involved, and we need to get the word out to them. But I stress that we have to figure out a way to bring people into this a little bit at a time and use the tools that are out there, the publications that show the need for this, and do the things that are simple, like the 72-hour kits and just, you know, some simple things, and get them in the habit. Because just to try to walk up to someone and expect them to do it all overnight isn't going to happen. And if we put too much on somebody, it overwhelms them, and I think they get overwhelmed and just, you know, want to shy away from it.
Mm-hmm. And Deborah, I'd like to...
The thing we can do would be to encourage somebody. Look, say, I put you to a 30-day challenge. Every day I want you to go on the Internet, and I want you to print up some article on survival and read it. Just prepare a notebook. Even just in 30 days, the amount of information that one could glean is tremendous. And getting back to a bug-out bag, as I told you, I buy them for gifts for family. I spent $122. I bought the most, I couldn't believe how well it was equipped. A bug out bag from literally Thrive Life. I also bought and sent to my family members, they had this container and it held 5 gallons of water, and it supposedly, with the chemical they give you to put in it, the preservative, the container, it's portable, and so I sent that, plus I sent a dehydrated can of beans, but the kind that you don't have to soak. It's like an instant. You just mix water with it. And I encouraged each of my sisters just to put that in their car so that they could start. Now, it was I was impressed. For $122, what I was able to give them, I felt like I did my duty, you know, like to your country or to your family, because just to get them to wake up. But I am convinced that any family can scramble and have some you know, minister, you know, small supplies in their car. I mean, that's the
start. Hey, Deborah, your cousin Tim here didn't get one of those packages.
Yeah, there you go. And so it's people think if it takes a lot of money, they got to buy guns and all this. Well, you know, great, I'm all on board for that. But start with the simple things, like a disaster preparedness bag, some water in your car. I mean, literally, it's so cheap, and there's so many providers out there on the internet. I mean, you can go to a whole higher level, and, you know, I strive to do that literally every day. I can't walk into, if I open a cupboard in my house, a refrigerator, I instantly am always taking inventory of everything. And I'm not sitting here with pen and paper, but I have a mental image in my mind when I see any hole, any place in my shelving that's not filled, I'm immediately saying, okay, I got to get to the store. I got to get to the store. I make it a habit of always making sure that nothing runs out in my household. And I take, you know, the preparedness list. I put one together that Vince has, you know, put up on the website. But there's plenty on the internet as well. I'm always inventorying, saying, what more can I do? Because let's, as I was saying earlier, the bad people out there, and those bad people are actually probably good people, your neighbors now, who don't have a crisis situation. But if they're not prepared, they're not going to be in their right mind. They're not going to think clearly. Good people will do bad things when they're not prepared for disaster. You can look at any national event and see what happens. So start with the little things. You know, just educate yourself on the simple things. What would keep? Is it rice? Yes, you can do the beans and the grains, but you better have a grinder, or, you know, the ability to soak. Do you have pots and pans? You know, you have to make sure that you have all the elements to be able to just survive, have at least some food, have water, have some purification. I don't care if it's boiling water and a couple drops of bleach, or you're chlorinating your own water. Have some way. You know, do you have coffee filters to run, you know, if you have to go river water, some way to just screen it for the bigger chunks of items before you boil it. I mean, it doesn't take expensive things. It takes drive. And if we're so caught up in the cares of this world and just, you know, building for that future nest egg, but you fail to meet the basic essentials of survival, it's insane, because your money's not going to do you any good when you can't get this stuff. You've got to buy it before hyperinflation comes in. You have to prepare. And having a, you know, being prepared means you need a plan. And if you need a plan, you have to identify what you need to think about. Get these lists. Research the internet. There's so much free information. You just have to take the steps. Be accountable. Be responsible. Don't be a leech. You can't help other people, yourself, your family, and your friends, your neighbors. You cannot be a person of significance and make a difference if you fail to be prepared yourself. It begins with ourselves. It's a personal accountability. Like Kennedy said, ask not what you can do for your country. Or excuse me, what is the saying there? You know, what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. Take responsibility.
Hey, Deborah, one thing that I think that we are overlooking, and I've been doing a lot of communicating and talking with the younger generation, and I'm really amazed at how receptive the younger, you know, the 17 to 22-year-old, 25-year-old age group is right now. And I think they're getting left behind in this. What's your thoughts? Have you talked with younger people on this, on getting them in?
I haven't, but I think programs like the Boy Scouts are fabulous, or they've got similar things called Royal Rangers that are in the Christian churches have programs like that. I think getting your kids involved in activities, but what a wonderful thing to introduce to a high school program. I mean, what a great thing, a class to have, emergency preparedness, beginning to educate kids. We don't even educate kids how to keep a checkbook, let alone, you know, for survival, but what a concept. that we can begin to do this, have projects, you know, to get your children involved in doing things. I mean, fortunately, my kids, they love camping and hunting, and they have all the paraphernalia because of their lifestyle. But I've had to bring it to them and constantly remind them so they begin to step it up, that they get the seriousness. It's not just recreation. Those things that you have can be your survival line. And so to get them to think a little bit differently, yeah, they might go out dove hunting and use their 22 gauge shotgun, but did you reload your ammo? When you go use your ATV for a recreational event, did you stock back up on your gasoline? Oh, when you used your RV, well, did you keep the kitchen pantries and all your supplies in that so that you're always in a state of alertness, readiness? You know, we have to live it. You have to live it every single day. You have to take this as passionately as anything else in your life, because we are in, you know, just terrible times. We just need to wake up. I mean, we have a country that the way of life that we're familiar with is slipping away. We just have to, you know, get the blinders off of our eyes.
Deborah, you mentioned gasoline. We need to tell people that carrying gasoline inside a vehicle is very, very, very dangerous.
I know. I shouldn't do it, but I do. I'm on the road so much, and I cannot tell you, when you're driving, and I do that, you know, long drive between Albuquerque and Springfield, Missouri, sometimes you will zone out, you know, or you didn't time it quite, your refill, and you're between gas stations. And I know it's not of the things that on the recommended list, but you would not convince me otherwise. I'm always going to at least keep a couple gallons in my car. And, you know, I, of course, have to keep it sealed in a trash bag and make sure the container's tight. But, you know, I would take the odds of something bad happening not having the gas.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why? Thank God you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Deborah Brewster's with us. Tim Starks is in the studio. Hey, Deborah, I'm concerned about carrying gasoline in your vehicle. Now, we really need to talk about...
Well, I was actually thinking about it. The container I carry is actually only a 2-gallon container, but I was even just telling my husband, I said, we need to at least buy ourselves a 5-gallon container and have it empty in the car. And let me tell you something, even with a gas container, let's face it, we spend a lot of time in our cars, most of us here in America, and your car is your secondary sanctuary apart from your bug out or your home. And so, I think it's just important to have preparations. And there was one time that I kind of lost, where I was exactly, and that between gas stations, and I ran low, and that two-gallon gas can happen. But what I had noticed on my car is that the hose that you put, or the nozzle where you put, the gas in, it took a special fitting to get the gas to fit in, meaning the gas nozzle from the gas can did not fit because they had they designed it to make it hard for people, I guess, to siphon gas off. I had to go out and buy another adapter to be able to use my gas can. So there's a lot of little details when it comes to prepping. Even we just recently bought a new truck. I went out and put a cattle guard on the front of the vehicle. It wasn't because I have cattle and that I had to worry about, a cattle, or some people might call it a brush guard. But I was thinking, oh my God, what happens if there's barricades I have to go through? What happens if there's evil people with shotguns, and I'm approaching a dangerous situation? I wanted to make sure that my car would not, our vehicle would not be compromised. So I just live in a pretty state of readiness. I guess in life there's always some element of risk, but I try to minimize most of those risks. And again, I live it. You know, I live it every single day, and it's a mindset that I can only encourage people. Now, if you don't want to carry the gasoline, I'm A-okay with that. But when I do, like I said, these 13-hour drives back and forth, I'm just, you know, I'm going to have gas in my car at that time because I've got to feel like I'm prepared if I've got to go those few extra miles.
There are a couple things I need to say. One, class, all you guys out there that are really looking forward to meeting Deborah, you can meet her on the 19th. At Ziggy's. She'll be at Ziggy's restaurant on the 19th in Springfield, Missouri, and she'll be on stage. That's number one. Number two, she's married. Okay, guys? There are a lot of guys saying, wow, you know, I don't know any girls like this. Well, Deborah's married, so that's the second thing I need to tell you. And about this gas, seriously, Deborah, I'm concerned about putting gasoline in the vehicle. I know someone who had an accident. Someone fell asleep at the wheel, crashed head-on into him. That was my dad. My dad was, the vehicle was crushed. He could not get out of the vehicle. The vehicle was on fire. A good Samaritan pulled him out through the window, dragged him across the road, and then his truck blew up.
Wow.
20 gallons.
Well, I'll take that under advisement.
No, I'm serious. Now, here's the thing about the plastic bag. Now, what you're doing is you're preventing the gasoline vapors from entering the cabin where you are, which it on the surface seems like a good thing. But what you've done is created a volatilized gasoline air mixture, which a static spark could set that thing ablaze inside your car. Now, the heavy-duty motors that circulate air in your car, the electric window operators, all of those have a commutator and brushes, and they make sparks. So they literally, I mean, if you've looked at electric motors running, you've seen some of the sparks when they start up. Well, that happens inside your car. So I'm really, really concerned about static electricity touching that bag, having it go off just by the touch of your finger. Now, and you've got 2 or 5 gallons of gasoline here, I really would rather you, when you get to half a tank, stop, fill up, and approach
it that way.
And again,
you are right. That is absolutely the case. And I will definitely take that under serious advisement. I'll talk to my husband about that. I guess in our truck, I wouldn't be as concerned. I mean, I see lots of people that, you know, do, you know, in the bed of their truck occasionally carry some fuel. But you're right. I have a couple Jeeps, and you know, they're inside the back of my Jeep. But again, still, that is an open cabin situation.
Okay, so Deborah Brewster is going to, we'll have another discussion about not carrying gas in the vehicle when I see you, Deborah. Deborah, thanks so much for being with us on the air. You're always a wealth of information. Tim Starks has been with us. Thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.